Jan Wellinger.
And we begin first with football. A revolution in Czech football is how many observers are seeing the election of former Sparta midfielder and highly respected coach Ivan Hašek as the new chairman of the Czech FA. On Saturday, delegates from the Czech and Moravian chambers voted overwhelmingly in his favor over the only other contender for the post, Lugik Vinč. Key Hašek associates were also elected to top posts, giving the new chairman plenty of room to maneuver. Mr. Hašek, who has promised change, will now have to tackle key questions, including finding a new head coach for the national football team. The team has been in the doldrums in qualification for the 2010 World Cup, and Mr. Hašek has made no secret he would like to see the league-winning Slavia coach Karel Jarolím succeed František Straka. It's obvious, though, that the team faces an uphill struggle, needing to win 4 matches to retain any chance of reaching the World Cup. Mr. Hašek made clear at the weekend that focusing all efforts on qualification was now a top priority. Czech tennis players Tomáš Berdych and Radek Štěpánek are in the 4th round at Wimbledon. Both players compete later on Monday, Štěpánek against Australia's Leighton Hewitt and Berdych against 6th-seeded American player Andy Roddick. Both matches take place after the recording of this program. To make it to the final 16, Radek Štěpánek had to win a difficult 5-setter against Spaniard David Ferrer. Down by 2 sets, he nevertheless kept at it, fighting his way back into the match.
I never lost confidence that I could win, and I wanted to win after having made it this far. I think I served really well in the 5th set, and the last 2 balls were almost miracles, which proved decisive.
Meanwhile, Tomáš Berdych made quick work of Russia's Davidenko in straight sets to also advance. If both Czechs prove lucky in the 4th round on Monday, they'll face each other in the quarterfinals. In hockey, only 3 Czech players were chosen in the 2009 NHL draft, reflecting a continued drop in interest in Czech talent in recent years. Draft picks of Czech players peaked in 2001 at 31, but have gradually fallen since. Andrej Nestrašil was 75th overall and was picked up in the 3rd round by the Detroit Red Wings. Other players picked up were Roman Horák and Tomáš Vincour. Observers say that the chances they'll be able to break into the NHL are less than optimal. Critics at home, meanwhile, contend that many young Czech players simply aren't taking hockey seriously enough, saying that the sport has become secondary to other interests. Others argue that the country is missing a rise of real talent, criticizing the junior league, for example, of having too many teams and too few quality players. And finally, on Sunday, Ondrej Polivka won the European Championships in the modern pentathlon in Leipzig, Germany. The 21-year-old Czech took gold in his first ever appearance in the European Championships individual event. It's the 2nd gold medal for the Czech Republic in the modern pentathlon in 7 years. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the sports news for today.